here's a story from The World.
Along the southern peninsula of Haiti sits the small town of Pestel. The World's Monica Campbell was there recently and showed me this video. Pestel is beautiful, hugging a bay flanked with lush hills. It was also hit hard by an earthquake in August. Day-to-day life wasn't easy before that. Now it is much harder. As Monica reports, Pestel is also where some people are hoping to leave Haiti to begin a dangerous journey.
Getting to Pestel isn't easy. It's raining hard, and massive boulders that fell during a big recent earthquake block parts of the road. When we get there, though, the sky's turned blue. A few kids are paddling a dugout canoe across the sea through water. A few men are repairing small boats, including Jean-Robert Leger. It's so peaceful here, away from Haiti's chaotic capital, but Leger tells me why he's determined to leave. I must. There's a great need to support my family, he says. The reasons why are clear. There's Haiti's deep poverty, the deadly earthquake, and extreme violence. The country's president was assassinated in July. I sailed away, Leger says, but the U.S. Coast Guard stopped us and brought us back. In fact, Leger has tried reaching Florida three times, including this year after the earthquake. He's 37 and is a mason and a carpenter. He's sure he'd find work in the U.S., but he's failed to reach American soil each time. He points to a rundown wooden boat docked just behind him. He jumps on it and unfurls the sail. It's yellowed and patched up, and he says it's smaller than the boats he's migrated on, but not by much. Then Leger tells me he's getting ready to try sailing out again. Nothing is happening here to change my mind, he says. The number of Haitians migrating by sea is far less than those who traveled by land to the U.S.-Mexico border in September, but there's a clear rise. In just one recent example, the U.S. Coast Guard interdicted a 35-foot boat with more than 100 Haitians aboard.
And our intent is to provide a clear, overt presence to deter those types of departures. And if they do occur, we want to interdict them as close to the Haitian shore as possible, simply to ensure that there is no loss of life.
Brendan McPherson is the Coast Guard commander for the area that covers the southeastern U.S. and the Caribbean. He's seen firsthand how dangerous the at-sea journey can get.
And the vessels, due to their overloaded state, are incredibly unstable. And so I've been alongside one of these vessels on a Coast Guard cutter where the boat literally sank right underneath their feet. Mm-hmm. And we found ourselves with 150 to 200 people in the water.
In Pestel, Jean-Robert Leger knows the risks and that people can vanish underwater.
103
people crammed on the boat, he says. He says they didn't pay a smuggler either. The owner of the boat was migrating himself. After 6 days at sea with little food or water, they were just near Florida when the Coast Guard stopped them. Leger says he nearly jumped out to swim to shore, but he's afraid of sharks. We keep talking, and it's getting dark. Some young people start gathering around. At night, there's not much to do here but talk outside. The quake ruined many homes. Night can mean heading into a cramped tent or room. Everyone says they have family in the U.S.
Boston.
Uh-huh. And you?
Orlando.
Orlando.
Key West.
Key West.
Estados Unidos.
The United States. Many relatives send money here, so much that it fuels 30% of Haiti's entire economy. The young people also say they've tried finding work in Haiti. One 24-year-old says he went to the capital, Port-au-Prince, to be a taxi driver. But then a friend of his, a fellow cabbie, was killed driving through gang territory. One woman, she's 19, wants to leave because she's finishing high school and says she's good at school, but there's no work here. For many here, the goal is to reach the U.S. mainland, but boats might reach the Bahamas or Cuba, Puerto Rico first. It's an uncertain voyage, and wherever they may land, Haitians are often intercepted and turned back. Isn't that discouraging, I ask? Yeah, it is, one young man says. But when people do make it, that gives us hope. The next day, Jean-Robert Leger invites me to meet his family. Many of them now live together under the same roof, a house made of tin and wood. The earthquake destroyed their homes. There's 10 of us here, Leger says, and there's a newcomer, a 2-month-old baby boy, his sister's child. She tells me how she gave birth in the street just moments after the earthquake shook the ground and destroyed her home. The baby came out fine. But as the family grows, the pressure is on Jean-Robert Leger to support his relatives. It's yet another reason for him to set sail again. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, Pastel, Haiti.
From PRX.